Podtacular, episode 258, The Future of Halo Media, for the week of July 14th, 2011.
Hello, guys, and welcome back to Podtacular. I am your host, Dust Storm.
I am your host, G. Lewis.
And we are without Brent today.
Ooh, yeah. Well, a moment of silence for our favorite Golden Boys boy.
Who constantly denies us.
Wherever you are. Yes, he's wherever. With us in spirit, as always.
We salute you, sir. Yeah.
He's not gone. He's just not here today.
Right. Yeah, it's not like, yeah. I guess we should clarify that and say
we don't
that.
Know where he's at. I mean, as far as we know, he's partying it up. Probably not. However,
yeah.
He's probably that's playing. He's probably playing Soul Silver. Let's be honest.
since according to him, Pokemon Black kind of let him down.
Oh, I thought he had to do.
Gosh, I haven't.
I like Pokemon White a lot.
Of course. Why it's gotta be white, huh?
Yeah, no kidding.
So it only took us 30 seconds before we head into the Pokemon talk. Good job.
Pokemon!
Yeah, that's going to just be an issue of like for...
Well, I guess the topic of this episode is going to be more...
Whoa. We got to introduce our guests.
Hello. Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Reintroduce for me.
We do have some guest hosts from the community.
Just like completely forgotten what you're supposed to be doing here?
It's been a long time. All
right. Yeah.
Been a long time since I drank the Kool-Aid. It's been a while, okay?
It's been a while.
I have not tasted the Kool-Aid in a couple long nights. Okay, anyway, we have, I guess you can call them celebrity guests, maybe? I don't know. They have their own podcast now.
That would be nice.
Daph wasn't the last time he was on.
And that was in, like, January.
So you didn't?
That was just before we got started.
Yes, okay. So.
Yeah.
Greg, are you typing?
No. This is the most sensitive mic in the world.
I am not typing either, so...
Like, I'm seriously sitting here, I lay my hand on the table, and Dustin's like, did you just, like, swing a baseball bat at a car?
You need to get a better mic. My mic doesn't even do that.
How's it... Okay, why would I need to get a better mic if it can hear everything?
A good mic will filter out the low-level sounds.
That's what you meant. Okay. So, we have two
guests. A quality
mic.
Okay. How about that? Does that work for you?
Are you using the one that I bought? The handheld one?
No.
No? Okay, I didn't know what you use. Because if I had that...
I'm using my podcasting mic.
Oh, listen to this.
Whoa.
Quality control.
Hey, so we can write the check. We can make sure we get it this week. Can you say what mic you wear? So we can get the check.
What mic I wear?
Yes. You use for your podcast mic. The dust, like,
I don't
when
wear
you,
a mic.
When you go, podcast mic.
It's called when a you mic. Go to Best, when you go to BestBuy.com, it's like Logitech G53.
No, it's not from Best
Just
Buy.
Just approved. I'm just saying.
It's not from Best Buy.
Shameless plug right there.
It's not from Best Buy, so ha.
I mean, I don't care.
Mine's from Publix.
You can buy it wherever, and I don't... Dude, Publix is the shit.
I found mine in the garbage.
I love Publix.
I want to work there. Actually, I wanted to work there when I was a kid.
I want to. I've applied.
I still am a kid.
What is Publix?
It's a grocery store.
It's the most dangerous.
But they actually have a very small section that is like, they have some computer mice and like headset with mic and stuff. Yeah, tech stuff, basically. It's like a really good headset mic for only like $8.99.
That's cool.
I don't believe I've seen this section that you recall of.
I don't think I have any of those.
Right by the school supplies.
I've never heard of it.
We can get that check out of the way, too. So, Publix check, Best Buy check.
Guitar Center.
What the hell would we get from Guitar Center?
That's where I got my mic from.
Oh, I see. They're paying you the big bucks now.
Did you buy a guitar, too?
No.
You didn't hear?
Why would I buy a guitar?
Someone told me you're starting your own band.
I have enough to deal with already with this podcast. I don't need anything else to take my time.
Dust in the Wind.
All you are is dust in the wind.
Wow.
Okay, I need you guys, everybody who's listening, everybody, okay, you have, if you are listening, you cannot send it. You have to, if Dustin was in a band, you have to send me this at glewispod.com. What would his band name be? Come on, give it to me. I want to know.
Dustin on the Pettigrews.
Really? Really?
That sounds great. Sounds like, great.
Would his brothers be the backup singer?
Yeah.
No, they
It'd
would
be like Hanson. You guys remember Hanson?
Hey!
Mm-bop! Mm-bop, baby!
Well, anyway, we got two hosts this week who own, or no, I guess they own, copyright produce, whatever. They do it all. They do it all for their podcast called Game Bite. Right? That's the whole word. There's nothing after that? Nothing? Unofficial podcast of the universe or something?
Game Bite, gaming news podcast, I guess.
You want to introduce yourselves? I guess we'll go with Siete, since you kind of are the man over there, right? You kind of run it all.
He's the man.
Yeah, I do run it all. You're going to ask Daff. Daff lazy over here.
Daff.
Ramp.
I don't leave GIF out of that.
Daff just eats the clean.
Yeah,
GIFy
yeah, boy. Yeah.
He's in his $8 mic.
These GIFs are working.
I would contribute news articles if you wanted me to.
I've asked you to. You don't.
Daff, I need 3 articles by Wednesday.
Okay.
That was better.
I just do the copy paste.
So I know you guys were both from the forums. I don't know if that's the only. I'm assuming you guys didn't only listen to us. What was your inspiration? Was there like. Did you just want to do a podcast, or was there a void that you thought you needed to fill?
Well, Daff, do you want to tell the story, or should I tell it? Because I think it's pretty funny.
You tell it. I don't even remember it that much, to be honest. I'm pretty sure we were just like, hey, let's do a podcast. And I was like, okay, as long as you do all the editing, because I don't know how to do that.
All right, to be honest, this was about maybe mid-January. And we're in a Skype call with a couple buddies, Daff and I. And, be perfectly honest, we were talking about how PodTech had been kind of quiet for a while. We kind of missed out on some good podcasts, and all of a sudden we kind of got all rebellious, and we're like, we should do a podcast. And Daff's like, yeah, we should. I was like, yeah, we should. And then it was, wait, should we really? And just kind of the conversation went towards, like, it ended up with a website all of a sudden, and a feed burner, and then all that just went ballistic. It was just like, overnight, it was just like, all right, we got this podcast name. Working on an album artwork. Got to get a host. Originally, there was going to be 4 hosts. That didn't work out too well. But it was just like, oh, it was crazy.
I can think of another podcast that some of you guys might be listening to that has 3 hosts and it does pretty well. I don't know. Anyways.
No, I have no problem with the 3 hosts. It's just it's funny how things have changed. It's
I
like
think 3 is a good round number.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
You want to talk over each other, whatnot. I mean, but so you guys, you obviously do it. I think you're on episode 19, about to record 20 tomorrow. Is that right?
Yeah, 20 tomorrow. Not sure what the name will be. It's different every time.
You guys focus on just different video game, generic, I guess, kind of, right? Not really. Just deal with Xbox.
No, I mean, definitely there's been some bias towards Xbox just because we're Xbox gamers. But I mean, we like to cover the bigger stories about everything, you know. We talk about the bigger picture. Lately, it's been a lot of ramble, just kind of going with the flow. But we're starting to step back into a more give-you-the-news type thing and then go into our BS, so.
Yeah, I think that happens when you get, like, 20 episodes in because you start to see what your user base is. And then I don't know, you guys said that you hadn't really got into like the whole aspect of trying to get more listeners or be cool with what you got, or I think we talked about that a little before we started, and you guys said that you weren't exactly too sure what the situation is like that just yet. I think you'll be getting there like episode 50. You'll just be wondering, you know, and be like, do we?
I'm always excited to see like, once we finally went over the cap and got 20 listeners, of course, I was real excited. And I'm always pushing a little bit, and every episode comes out, I like to see how many more listeners we're getting. I mean, I've already had people on Xbox send me messages like, hey, man, good show, and they're completely random. And it's just, it's a hell of a feeling.
Yeah.
But,
wait till you, cool. It's always funny when, I'm pretty sure, I don't know if Dustin plays Halo anymore, but when you play matchmaking and then somebody sends you a message.
You what do you mean if you don't know if I play Halo anymore?
I don't know how much you play. You're so busy with your international spy stuff.
I played for 2 hours.
I see him online sometimes.
So busy with your life.
I played
for 2 hours today, and I freaking sucked.
I mean,
I
get it quite often. Do you ever get when you play matchmaking and someone sends you a message or to the game like, oh dude, love the show? Well, I guess it's kind of hard for you because do you play on your other gamer tag? And I'm not going to say what it is, but or do you play on your desktop?
I usually try to play on my particular one whenever I'm open for anyone to kind of join or do something.
Because usually when I see you on, you're on your other one. So, I mean, that would be easy to not know who you are.
I mean, I'm usually on my other one if I don't really want to be bugged by anyone.
It's a special friends list, not my lap.
It's exclusive. You gotta be on the list.
Guess what is?
Are you on the waiting list? I'm not even sure.
You have to pay $20 to get on it.
Yeah, 1600 Microsoft points up front. There's not even a 10th prestige lobby or anything. It's just getting this friends list.
If you want to be on Dustin's friends list, you can give us $20. I can make it happen.
G. Lewis is the bouncer of the Dustin Pettigrew Club.
You see some ID. So, I mean, is there anything else that you guys want to say before we move forward with the show, about your show?
Just want to say thanks to all of my good friends out there and all of the people coming from the community we share. You know, that was the hope, is that we'd pull a lot of the same crowd, and it seems like we've done that and a little bit extra. So I want to say thanks to everybody out there.
Well, thank you for being on today. And we also have, I don't think we went into him very much, but Daft is here, right, Daft?
Yeah, Daft. I've been here before.
You guys might remember Daft. He was on around the same time he started his show, so around January. So it's been around 6 months, 7 months since he's been on. You since then, one thing I can say that Daft has done is he made it into the pro clan, is that right?
I did, although it's now kind of defunct.
Okay. Well, he's one of the illustrious members of the pro clan. If you guys that don't know that, what it is, I think right now, regime.
What the heck are you doing?
Me?
Yes,
sandpaper
you.
Sandpaper much?
Yeah, it sounded like sandpaper.
I'm not even going to move like last time. I'm just going to stay still.
Damn, boy.
Have you had a good experience with the pro clan so far? Maybe done anything? Have you... I know that pro clan's really done it, but have you done anything since you've been in? Like, at all?
Which are gone.
Hello?
What?
Daphne.
Daph.
Yeah?
Get off Ventrilo. I'm just kidding.
I'm not on Ventrilo.
Have you had a good experience in the pro clan?
Yeah. You know, it was pretty fun.
Did you play any matches or get some practice?
We played this one invasion, couple invasion matches against Halo Wheelmen.
Oh yeah, that was horrible.
Yeah, they were really good. They were like just really coordinated and very very well skilled.
So it didn't work out too well for our team.
Yeah, we lost, but
it's not like Slayer. It's not like Slayer or objective stuff.
Did you play Dustin? Were you in it?
Yeah, I was in it.
Oh.
Yeah, they were just like really well coordinated with all the you know, the capture points and all the spawn points.
They were spawn raping like crazy.
Who was your was it Amplified, Annie, Regime, you two, and somebody else?
Yeah.
Sounds
I can't remember.
Right.
It was a while ago.
I think it was nobody.
Ago.
Or Oreo.
It was
now.
Cameron.
Yeah, it was Cameron. Cameron.
Well, I mean, Daft, you're also a I don't know if you're a co-host or a host or how you guys do it over there at Game Buddy. You're a host, right?
I'm one of the three permanent co-hosts, yes.
So if we wanted to listen to your voice more often, we would find you at the same website.
Yeah, said GameBite.
Yes, sir. Do you guys do like a Twitter or Facebook or anything?
Not that I know.
We've tried. Yeah, we've tried, and it's just it's not our thing, I guess. I don't know.
I guess it's more like people who are more internet savvy nowadays really are kind of sticking away from it, because I don't have a Facebook anymore, and I don't go on Twitter anymore.
Yeah, I mean, there's a game.
You don't have a Facebook anymore?
Well, okay, I have one because you can't delete it.
No, it gets deleted after 2 weeks if you deactivate it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, well,
maybe I don't have it anymore.
There you go. Check.
I haven't signed in forever. I'm not going to say if anybody else has signed in, but Greg Lewis has never signed in.
To solve your problems for you.
Well, thanks, guys, for coming on. Check out their podcast at GameBite. Is it on iTunes? I go to the website.
Yeah, we're both on iTunes and Zoom, and you can also you can subscribe from the website as well.
So check that out. If you listen, if you like what we got, I mean, from what I've heard, they're maybe a. It seems like there's less dead air, I guess, on their show.
we're a lot rowdier. I'd
yeah.
Say, I mean.
So say that they're not as reserved.
Explicit too.
Oh, maybe you just disabled yours, Greg, because your Facebook is still up and people are posting stuff on your wall.
Like me or friends?
The other Greg friends. Or James.
Like Greg Lewis is posting stuff?
Kimberly Ann Lake Lewis.
It's my mom.
I love you, baby.
That's my mama.
Aww.
Get yourself back on Facebook.
Well, we're going to move on to now the future of Halo Media, which I don't know if we could be included in this because we are technically Halo Media.
Yeah, it's, so this episode is the future of us.
The future is now.
This is more focused on kind of like movie ideas and where.
Like when I was, I guess the main thing that does this get on this is Halo Faith. For those of you guys who didn't know like me before recently, it's kind of a fan made project from what I can understand.
Before like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, from these guys that are trying to make a live action Halo movie, not like theatrical or like it's gonna be in your theater near you.
It's live action CG.
Oh, you guys just found out about that?
I've known about it for a little while.
I've known about two.
I've heard of it, but I have no idea what it is, honestly.
Well, the thing is, there's not much information out there about it.
Yeah, there isn't.
Right. No are they trailer. Trying to get this? Are they trying to get this at like a Sundance Film Festival and whatnot?
That'd be nice.
I don't.
It
think
is an so. Independent film, so they might. Maybe they'll try to show it. On their website, they say that it's going to come out November. Is it 11th? Did I read that right?
No, November 20th.
20th. And they're going to show it in Toronto in an IMAX, which is pretty awesome. I don't live in Toronto.
The thing is, we haven't seen any kind of development on this movie, so what are we to expect from this?
I don't know. Maybe we should.
Well, there have been screenshots and stuff of.
I haven't seen any screenshots.
This guy's.
Oh, there's some on there. There's a lot of weapon props. And
well, they're not actually screenshots. They're like just pictures of these guys walking around a baseball field. You know,
I mean, I think they've got one or two on there where it's like a scene, and it's a scene after they've touched up with CGI, and a scene prior to that. There might be. Two of those actually.
I don't see it.
Somewhere on their Facebook,
which is a horrible way to have like a website.
Facebook.com/thehalo.
It's in their photos somewhere. I mean, I've seen it. I know I've seen it. We've talked about it once or twice on our show.
I'm gonna try to email them and see if they'll want to do an interview, because I think everybody is kind of in the same seat where they're really excited about it, but nobody has any idea what's going on. I'll email them and see if they want to come on. They might know who we are.
Not to derail from Halo, but they have some other pictures out there. It might just be one of them, but they're speculating these same guys want to do a Red Dead Redemption fan movie as well.
That's pretty cool. If you guys search on YouTube for this, they had a contest for like a teaser. They're pretty cool. Most of them are really awesome. Fan-made shorts about Halo. The ones that were the best were kind of more focused on people rather than like Spartans or Halo related stuff, more like just normal people, and then they kind of like added Halo themes to it. That was pretty cool. I mean, yeah. I haven't ever tried.
Oh, we'll go on.
No, I was saying, I've never tried to make a real movie, so I'm not gonna say, you know, I couldn't do any better. But these look pretty awesome. I don't think I could have done anywhere close to what these guys did.
Yeah, I think a Red Dead movie would probably be pretty easy to make, because like, you know, just go film it in like California, or, like the Arizona wilderness or something. Probably wouldn't really.
The Red Dead one? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah,
Red Dead movie. I mean, you wouldn't need any special effects. Just get, like, you know, old Western clothing and, like, horses and stuff. And guns.
I don't know how it would be easy to get a horse to go where you want it to go.
Let's get a trained horse.
Oh, yeah. Got plenty of those.
That can take some time, though.
Yeah.
But the, on their website / page, I don't even know if it's a website. I think it's just the guy who makes it has a website. And they have a page for Halo Faith. And
no, that's just an interview that they did.
Oh, this is a... Why do they have a whole section for it on their top?
I don't know.
Okay, anyway.
Oh, now the cat's out of the bag.
Well, they said that there's people on this that are on this movie that they said are from Avatar, from Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, from The Hulk.
Yeah, but I mean that well. There's no context to this to this movie.
I want to know who this person is, like the guy who worked on The Hulk. Who is it? Is it really like a CG action?
It's The Hulk. It's The Hulk. Or is it
the press secretary?
Yeah, like the guy bringing the director his mug of coffee. The guy setting up the refreshments table, like the fruits and the cheeses and stuff.
Like, even though
it was the guy behind the guy.
I'm kind of being kind of skeptical, and I guess that maybe they're trying to hide it so that we'll come up with our own ideas. But their pictures really do look cool for what they do have. Nothing's like from scenes. They're just like guys standing around. Maybe they're trying to go through, you know, their acting. But stuff looks cool. It looks real.
Well, the thing is that at this point, if you've been working on a movie for 5 years, then you'll have some kind of content that will drive people to get hyped up about this. And there's no real content out there for us to really kind of evaluate and determine whether this is going to be something we're going to enjoy or end up maybe possibly regretting.
Has this guy made any other movies? Or is this like his first movie?
This is his first independent directing.
Right, low budget.
I think it's his first project.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find that note, picture, Dustin, but I haven't heard.
Long development cycle. Kind of that note. L.A. Noire, a game that recently came out, which was really good, got lots of great reviews. That game was in development for like 7 years, and I know there's a difference between movies and like games, but like, I mean, you know, it's similar enough as far as development goes, and. L.A. Noire, yeah, it took like 7 years, tons of work hours for the development team, but it turned out great.
Yeah, but for how long was it like announced, though?
I think they originally announced it back in like 2006, and with a teaser, and then it didn't come out till 2011. So, but it turned out great. So, I mean,
in defense of these guys, it's an independent film, and the fact that it's a Halo property, and they don't actually own it at all. Like, they could just be doing this out of love. Like, I don't really see how they can make their money back on it without... Some kind of law problems. No, the Halo Faith, this independent
movie. Yeah, I mean, I would assume that they would have some kind of thing, like with Red vs. Blue does through Microsoft. Because you can't... I mean, I can see how me and you could just make a movie about Halo, right? We couldn't make money on it. We could make the movie...
Yeah.
But we couldn't actually try to sell it or make any kind of money whatsoever from it. Or Microsoft could sue us because we're stealing their intellectual property. Even if you could say that, you know, this Spartan looks way different. They're calling it Halo Faith, okay? We all know what it is. So either they're going to have some kind of agreement with Microsoft or they're just not going to make any money. Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It might just be a project out of love. If that's the case, I mean, the reason you see so much teased and trailered for big, like, A-list movies is because they got to make their money back somehow, so they have to get the word out. Well, yeah. Something like this, I mean, independent movies, a lot of the time, you don't hear anything about them until they're, like, in the big theater, or if at all. I mean, there's plenty of movies that come out every year that no one hears about until a lot later on.
Yeah. Until after they win the Emmy.
Yeah.
It looks really good, from what I can see, but it's not movie mode. It's just showing props and stuff. All that stuff looks great. I'm not going to say I'm skeptical. It just seems like if they're 5 months away from releasing it, I would assume that they would have most, if not all, of the movie already done.
Yeah.
You know, I would just assume that. So I'm pretty sure after all the stuff you've already done, you could make a teaser or a trailer. Like, I mean, if November
20th,
I'm just going to have a whole bunch of props.
You got to take budget into account. I mean, how much money could this, you know, thing cost for them? Right,
I don't know.
They gotta be taking out some loans or something.
If they already have, all the scenes and Freddy shot everything, the trailer shouldn't be that cost. I mean, you can go on YouTube, but the posting's free. If I'm gonna assume they already have somebody who's editing the movie, they've already set that up so they can have him make the trailer. I mean, how can, if you give me scenes of this, I'll make a trailer. I'll figure it out. We got people in PodTab that can make montages. We'll figure it out.
Right.
We can wrap. You would need
really good like
montage.
Prop making people with like making the physical castings for guns and stuff.
Yeah,
I mean that's a lot of work.
They had to pay for the people to manufacture it. I mean they look real. I would assume that these clips and everything come out. I mean I guess they're not just a big piece of plastic.
Oh yeah,
but you know if it is, it looks like a really good piece of plastic.
I'm not hoping for so much with it as that I mean, at most, have it be like a full-length movie, you know, like an hour and a half. And I mean, as long as it's like low, even like sci-fi channel quality, like that would just be, it would be genuinely good. Like it would be live-action Halo stuff. It'd be,
it'd just be cool.
It'd just be cool to watch. I mean, if you're a Halo fan, you should just, I mean, you'll like it. But if you're a movie guy, you might not like it so much.
Yeah, maybe if it was, like, really well done, and then a big studio would pick those guys up to do something more high budget, high production.
And probably the guys in the props and stuff, they're guys that do this anyways, like, for Comic-Con and stuff like that. They just make props in the garage.
Yeah, you don't... I can't see how... If somebody makes them look that good, and they don't... already have a job in doing it. You know, this could have been the first time they've done it.
Yeah.
Hidden talent.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're not only going to talk about Halo Faith. It's like 343. It's not really new, but they're continuing to do it where they make,
there's waypoint content. Yeah, the anime like stuff.
Motion comics.
Yeah, the motion comics, that's what you call it. And those are pretty awesome. You guys... I haven't seen all of them, but I've seen the majority of them. You guys think those look cool?
Yeah, I've been watching a couple of them on Halo Waypoint. I think the last one I saw in its entirety was the one out of Halo Evolutions with the Elite, and he goes back to the planet that he glassed. I'm not sure what that one's called. But I know they did one, the Mona Lisa, recently, about the flood infestation on that ship.
Hmm. See, Halo Legends was just... enough to make me really not care.
You thought it was that bad.
I didn't think it was necessarily that bad. I just didn't think it was that great.
I wasn't really blown away either.
The only one I thought was stupid, to be 100%
honest. I mean, the only things I really watch on Waypoint now, like on a consistent basis, is the Spartan Life, and maybe the top five, but that's about it.
I barely ever go on Waypoint.
I watch all the stuff about the history when they go into detail. Oh, that's pretty cool because there's some stuff on there that you wouldn't just get from paying attention to the games. And like, I would really pay attention, and there was some stuff I learned from all the movies that they show.
Right. I've gone on Waypoint a couple times. They've had like some kind of. Almost like dumb stuff on there, like, hey, like, to make campaign more fun, pile a bunch of vehicles on Scarab before you blow it up for a huge explosion. Like, they literally made a video basically telling you to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, and sometimes the stuff they show.
They're like,
yeah,
here, on the first level of reach, winter contingency, get in those farmer trucks and race around.
We can't be hating them that much. I mean, I think they're doing pretty good for keeping fans entertained.
I think Waypoint came too early. I think it came too early because, like, okay, it's 343 controlled, right? So they could use that as the main source of information for, like, about Halo Anniversary, Halo 4, if they wanted to, right? So, you know, I think it kind of came too early back when Bungie was still controlling that stuff. So, like, cool, like, actually the worthwhile information and videos, like, weren't really, like, on there yet. So they kind of had to make, like, filler, like, not as good stuff.
Well, the guys that do all the intel and everything, I'm going to assume it's the guys from Certain Affinity got... Not Certain Affinity. What was that called?
Senate Justice.
They got hired, right? They worked
there
now.
Yeah, they did.
I'm going to assume that they're going to be... They are the guys that are doing all the breakdown.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, that would seem right.
I don't know if it actually is them. That's what I would assume it would be. And then I'm going to guess that Angel kind of... She's like the content organizer? No, is she like in charge of it, or she just writes stuff?
No, she does the blog and she's a community manager.
So she decides what's going on, what they're gonna do.
I guess.
She has a segment on there. She does like her favorite screenshots of the week.
Well, yeah,
that's
a carryover from Hadi McBloggy though.
I don't really get why they even they have a whole section for podcasts and they have zero podcasts.
yeah, I've seen that.
Maybe they'll put some in there in the future.
We're on if you go to like Halo.
We're on community links. That's something. Yeah. If that's what you're talking about.
We're on community links. I mean, aren't we the only podcast on
there? It's not much of a stretch to just copy the link over. You would think.
Yeah, I mean, this RSS feed, bam, got it.
I think it'd be cool if you could play the show off of Halo Waypoint from the Xbox. That'd be kind of interesting.
Yeah, I mean, that would be pretty cool. Is Ascended Justice still a website?
Yeah, it's still up. I mean, they have everything archived there, so I don't see why they would be taking it down.
Because it's their number one length, and I was like, it doesn't do anything anymore.
They just don't post there. I mean, BS Angel still has her website there. She just doesn't post there anymore.
Did they just in order? Like, no.
What do you mean in order?
No. Yeah, it's alphabetical order. Because I was like, Podtackler comes before Red vs. Blue. What's up? And I was like, oh, God, it must be.
Yeah, we're definitely not as popular as Red vs. Blue.
They're running rights on here, too. Yeah, when's the last time they did an episode? They do it quite often as well.
Last night.
Oh, they did? Okay. Oh, you were on it. Okay. Oh, that's how you know. How did that go? Did that go well?
It was pretty good. Cruel Legacy was on there.
Do they have good shows? I never listen.
Yeah, they're pretty interesting.
So you've been on there before?
Yeah.
So this is how many times have you been on there?
Twice as a backstage pass and once as a guest host.
What's a backstage pass?
Ask questions based on the stuff or maybe content related to the guest. So if you answer,
so you help these guys out a lot. That's what it sounds like.
I help Kate out a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, I still answer the questions. So if you get the question right, you get a backstage pass and you get to be in with the game that the podcast is being hosted on, and then you get to play a game with them afterwards.
Who is Legendary? Do you know who that is?
No idea.
Is it somebody we know?
No. I am Legendary.
Yeah, because there's somebody named Legendary.
I am Legend.
there's somebody named Legendary, and sorry, I don't know who you are. They said that they've added me as a friend on Xbox Live on two of their gamer tags, and they said they work for 343. I don't know who it is.
Oh, note to people adding me on Xbox, if you send me a random friend request, I'm not going to accept it. Because I only have like 3 spots left.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I was.
So, if you want to send me a friend request, and put something in the voice part of it saying why you're sending me a friend request. And don't be is just because you listen to the show and you think it's a good show. Put something in there that'll convince me to add you as a friend.
I want you to add me because I like you and I like your voice on the show.
Sell it. Sell it. You will add anybody
if I recognize your gamer tag from a game I've played recently, that I mean, I'll accept then as well. But if you're just like blind sending me friend requests, put something in that voice thing. Because that's the only voice thing I listen to. I don't listen to any voice messages I get except for those. So.
Like it. Like it. Awesome. Like it.
Just a side note.
I feel like that since Halo 2 was offline, we really should have gotten the bigger friends list a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's got to be some other.
And I wouldn't be surprised if it comes out and they make you pay for it.
Maybe the follow-up day of the dashboard will have
it. Really awesome. You think they're going to make you pay
for it? I think they might make you pay for it because I heard there's going to be an Xbox Live Diamond. But like, which is going to be above gold? No, it's going to be diamond, like another membership tier. It's going to have like live TV.
Live TV. You pay enough for gold as it is. There's no reason to have another tier.
Of course there isn't, but they want more money.
If I get TV on my Xbox and I can cancel Comcast, I will do it tomorrow.
They already raised the rate on the gold subscriptions.
Yeah.
But tough time, you know? More content, you know?
Things are getting more expensive. You got to think of the amount of the inflation. It's been $50 for forever. I wouldn't say it's terrible.
Microsoft has plenty of money.
I mean, maybe they don't want to lose for each division. I mean, I'm pretty sure that the Xbox division doesn't have the company account credit card to the whole thing. I mean, I may be wrong. However,
I mean, Xbox is still the number one selling console.
Even above Wii, are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Wii's
Wii was winning back when it first came out. Then everyone's like, I don't care about this anymore.
They're not doing so hot right now.
Yeah.
I think a month ago on Major Nelson Radio, they said that Xbox was still the most selling console according to the
what radio show?
National Retail something.
Major Nelson Radio.
In Japan, though,
we sell the most at our Best Buy. We probably sell more Xboxes than anything else. I don't work very often, but when I do work, I'll probably sell like 3 Xboxes.
You
a
work
day.
With Dos Equis.
Yes, right. Dos Equis. I am.
I believe the diamond service that Daphne's talking about is it's on top of your gold. It's an additional $8. And I think they're thinking of more like
$8 a month.
Yeah, it's a monthly thing. They add like a lot of live TV, like they're
live
with a
TV
lot of
your Xbox, yes.
Satellite companies to get a lot of these channels from TV on your Xbox.
Wait.
So that way you.
Oh, I've heard of this.
Yeah. So you can like cancel your TV service.
Okay,
as long
hold
as you
on.
Have internet.
Okay, that's a little.
Somebody
bit
tell me this.
That's different.
Okay, so somebody tell me this. There's the Xbox Live Diamond card. Who else has one in their wallet right now?
No, it's not. It's not that one though. That's
tell
the
me. I want to know.
That's defunct. It's discontinued.
Does anybody have one?
Yeah, I don't have
one. No,
I don't have one either.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't have one.
But, like, I'm just saying I wouldn't be surprised if they tacked on the larger friends list to the live TV package.
That would be a really, really
I could see it happening. You know what I mean? Like,
Microsoft would piss so many people off if that happened.
They already pissed tons of people off, so.
Who, Microsoft?
Yeah.
Would they make it mandatory?
I mean, they've already hinted on the fact that it's coming and that it would be part of an update. I don't see them. There's no strategic value in them putting it into another tier that you have to pay for more.
Well, of course there isn't. It's just about money.
They already bumped it up $10 without giving us any extra features.
Right.
So there needs to be some justification there.
I mean,
they have.
Although. You could consider the Xbox Live not getting mass hacked.
Do you have a
nice feature?
I mean, do you try to play online on that thing? Seriously, do you try to download stuff? It takes forever.
On Xbox?
On PS3.
Oh yeah, PS3 takes forever.
I mean, you have to. These things
cost PS3 money. PS3 is horrible. When it comes to downloading stuff.
Like
at this point. with the price increase, I feel like I'm paying for like three things. Security is one. You know, like being another would be like as advanced as it is. Like it is definitely quicker than the PS3, and it's definitely like a whole lot better than the Wii. And you're also paying for opportunities at this point. I mean, look at all the extra stuff that isn't game relevant that they have on there now. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. Like, it really is for everybody else just besides us, you know.
For your mom, auntie.
And then there's matchmaking.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you can play games, too.
Servers, yeah.
Well, matchmaking.
You play games on Xbox, that's weird. Crazy.
Hopefully they'll add, they'll make the front end bigger in that update. The new Xbox experience.
Yeah, we might hear something. Well, I know that Call of Duty Elite thing. I hate to bring Call of Duty up on a Halo podcast, but hey, the Call of Duty Elite thing is gonna make it so that you can have, you can make clans and stuff on the internet, like on the.
See,
on the
that needs port. To happen in Halo 4.
That's not gonna be. That's not an Xbox game. It's gonna be a browser-based game.
A service, right?
Yeah, it's a service, but it's like connected to your game on the Xbox, so that if there's a bunch of your guys in this group, like say you got a group like the NoScope.
That's a separate system, though. That's a separate system.
But I mean, it's like it's integrated into the game. Modern Warfare 3 and soon Black Ops. Like Modern Warfare 3 is being shipped with Call of Duty Elite integration. Like it's kind of like how on Bungie.net you can download a map to your console from the web portal. It's like the same thing.
Right,
like it's binding them.
No, it's a Bungie.net for Call of Duty. Is basically what I've heard.
But it's more relevant in the game. That's what I've picked up from it. I mean, that's what we've talked about on our shows. That it's like a secondary GUI for your game, and it'll be if only you pay for it. But there's the free version isn't like that. But the paid version is for your game too. So I'm assuming that if you set up these clans and these groups, then you'll get like invitations and you can see who's online from the game from the Xbox on there.
Right.
Right. So it's kind of like Call of Duty with the Halo 2 system a little bit.
That sounds pretty awesome. I mean, I still don't like the gameplay. Sorry, Infinity or whoever's making it. But that's something, like, IGN just did something on Steal the Game, Halo. If any of you guys read it, it's basically what other games should take from the Halo universe and put in theirs. If there's something that Halo 4 should steal from Halo 2, it's that. I mean, if one thing. It was just so much easier. I don't know. I guess I just relate everything that Halo Reach doesn't have that Halo 2 did have. For one thing, because it's an older game. For another thing, because Halo 2 was just so awesome. Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
So.
What?
Huh?
Are we at a pause here? Like, what's going on?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I guess we can hour.
I swore
okay. I gotta leave not now, but pretty darn soon.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is gonna be kind of a short show anyways. Okay. So, but yeah, we kind of pretty much covered what we thought of the Halo movie. Because, I mean, the only kind of content that we've seen, or at least from what I've noticed so far, is the soundtrack stuff that they've been putting up on YouTube.
11:30:27.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm assuming you guys have seen those.
I have not. I've seen the poster though, with the legendary symbol.
This is 15 minutes.
That looks pretty cool.
I mean, like on YouTube, like they have a YouTube channel, but their videos are the. Greg, mute your mic.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear your whole conversation.
I thought I mic'd it. I thought I muted.
No.
Is this mic?
You're a podcasting noob, Greg.
No, I have two mics on my computer.
You sure you're using the right one? Maybe that's.
I think the reason why you can hear everything is because it's using my built-in one.
Yeah, aren't you supposed to be using like your headset one?
Well, I just thought it was automatic.
So. No, it's not.
Can you hear me any different?
That's a lot better.
Wow.
We good?
Yeah, that's a lot better.
We good. Alright, so we got like 10 minutes to do this.
We don't have any other ambient noise.
Or I can, or we can just wrap me out of this as soon as possible. Sorry, she's gonna wake up at five. So
no, we'll wrap this up.
I understand. I don't want to be mean, you know.
We'll wrap this up. So I mean, that's pretty much the only content we have from the movie.
It's from pretty, Halo Faith?
Yeah, it's pretty much the interview. And I'll put the link in the post on podtacular.com for the show of the interview with the director. And he's been the director of, or well, he hasn't been the director. How would you describe it? Would it be more or less a supporting director? The link I sent you guys.
I believe we lost Greg.
Yeah, he might have just went ahead and gone to bed. It says, this 20-year-old visionary had previously been shortlisted as Kane's a few years ago and was able to abstract production talent for Halo Faith that had previously worked on... Okay, so basically he's gotten people that have worked on some of these other feature films to help with Halo Faith. So things like Avatar,
The Hulk,
Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. So movies like that, which, I mean, those were pretty big movies.
Yeah. They had a lot of like special effects.
Especially Avatar.
Yeah. A lot of special effects and props and stuff.
Yeah, those were very big, you know. Yeah, they were all very big computer animation-based movies.
Right. Right, and this movie is supposed to be a mix of live action and CG, so that would make sense. That makes sense. Yeah.
It's like a big one of those Neil Blomkamp Halo trailers, kind of.
Oh yeah, those were pretty cool. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the Halo Landfall trailers.
That was basically like training for District 9 for him.
Yeah, eventually when they cut him off from the actual movie.
Yeah.
So do you guys think you'd be excited for this, even though we haven't really been given much details into this movie, or?
Yeah, I'd be interested in a Halo fanfic, you know. That'd be pretty cool. So, yeah.
I think I'm right with you, Dustin. When I didn't really like Halo Legends that much either, except for maybe one or two of the short films there. But right. I mean, this sounds like this is right up our alley for sure.
I mean, if it's done right and it's done well, it could be a big hit, I think.
Yeah, I think it can be. I think it can be too. And if they take it to Sundance, I mean, it's going to get a big crowd just from the Halo label in itself. And if it's good, I mean, who knows where
it's just that if it's supposed to be out in 4 months, you would have thought we would have seen like an actual trailer by now.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's just me.
No, I don't know. No. It seems like I said earlier. I mean, these independent films, you usually don't see a trailer for them. They just kind of show up, and then you'll see stuff supporting them later on.
Right.
I mean, that's just what I've picked up. I mean, there's lots of movies that make it big, like Out of the Sundance. I mean, Human Centipede, 500 Days of Summer, stuff like that. There's never trailers for them, but they go to these independent film festivals. They do really well, and then you'll hear about them, and then you'll see trailers.
Right.
So yeah, but like maybe like they want to see if it really catches on before they go to the effort of making like a trailer and stuff, perhaps.
Yeah. Maybe. But they're not giving us anything to bite on.
Yeah.
It's just a hook in the water.
They're giving us Halo, you know.
At least some stills. Well,
all it is a hook in the water. There's no bait.
Yeah. Some still images would be nice, you know, screenshots.
Right. So,
we'll see.
I don't know. And then there's the 343 side of things with the whole animated comic and anime stuff, which I really couldn't care much about at the moment. I mean, I understand trying to appeal to a different culture.
Different crowds.
Yeah, right. it just to me, it doesn't work for Halo.
I really don't think most Halo fans like care about anime at all. You know, Dragon Quest crowd or something.
I mean, there's really two different kinds of Halo, right? I mean, there's the games and there's the universe, you know? I mean, like, with a lot of things, there's whatever it started as, and then there's whatever it's become. I mean, there's, for a lot of people, it's the same kind of thing with Star Wars or Star Trek, so on and so forth. It's like, it's the media it started on is the big one, but then there's the universe and the extended stuff that a lot of other people fall into, but not as much as the original crowd.
Yeah.
And 343 is really, I mean, there hasn't been a game from 343 yet. I mean, we've seen that there's going to be one, but so far they've just shown us.
There's going to be two.
Yeah, there's going to be two.
Well, one and a half.
Right, yeah.
One and a half.
So we'll just have to see, I guess.
Yeah. So, if you guys have any comments, send them in, and we'll read them next week.
Submissions?
I mean, we have a few, but we're kind of going with people just trying to send stuff in and see if we actually get people to send stuff in on their own. I mean, we shouldn't have to ask every week for people to send stuff in. So that's
we stopped asking.
Send stuff in about anything, like just like stories or questions or anything.
Ask for on the like when we were doing rotations and stuff. So customs, tales, any kind of custom maps or forge maps or anything like that would fly without a problem. So anything like that would work.
When are the new forums going to be up?
I'm wondering the same thing.
Don't rush an artist.
It's when I have time, which right now I'm doing a number of different things. So I have so much stuff that I want to do and trying to do that I don't have time to do everything and or get to anything in that regard. So I mean, I've dabbed on it here and there, but I mean, I have my script I'm trying to write. I have the forums I'm trying to redo, the IRC, getting live streaming set up and working on top of about 5 or 6 other personal things that I try to do during my free time. So
yeah.
there's a lot going on. And
the life of a podcast host. I feel you, man.
It's a podcast host plus some because I'm trying to do some stuff that's outside of PodTackler as well.
Community manager and
oh gosh, yeah. Like I mean, I'm an admin over at
Cyberline
Films. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of crazy, but it's fun at the same time.
Yeah.
But yeah. So if you guys have any thoughts or comments about the Halo Faith project, or maybe any kind of other Halo media related stuff, not necessarily montages or machinima things. We're kind of talking more like
books,
official media. So yeah,
are there any new books coming out? Like, isn't Cryptum? Isn't Cryptum like in heaven, like a trilogy?
I didn't.
Halo Glasslands coming out.
Oh, I heard of that. Yeah.
Then comes out in October.
I still need to finish freaking Onyx.
Oh, Halo Glasslands is the sequel.
What is Glasslands going to be like? Oh, a sequel to Onyx?
It's it takes place after Halo 3. The Covenant and human relations taking place after Halo 3.
So what Halo 4 is supposed to be about?
This is kind of in between Halo 3 and Halo 4. Yeah. But it's also the sequel to Ghosts of Onyx, so I'm interested to see where it's
There is no gap between Halo 3 and Halo 4.
I mean,
unless you're talking about the gap between...
They're different locations, first.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I was really interested as about, like, post-Halo 3. Like, what happens to, like, the Covenant? Like, I mean, I guess they break up, right? Like, where do the humans, like, go from there? You know?
Well, I mean, if you read Halo Evolutions, they've hinted at some stuff, and they've kind of hinted at probably what Halo Glasslands is going to be about, where it's kind of this union between the elites and the humans. And I mean, even the cover that they've shown for Halo Glasslands is an elite and an ODST in the back of a Pelican or something like that. So
they're like kind of helping each other out.
That's the assumption so far.
What the elites should do. I remember at the end of Halo 3, you know, like, Lord Admiral Hood or whatever, he's like, we will rebuild, as we always have. Yeah. And Arbiter's like, oh, like, you know, whatever. Yeah. You know, he's like, thanks for sticking with Chief till the end, and then they shake hands, and...
Yeah, I mean, the elites. And then the Arbiter leaves.
I'm like, the elites should have stayed and helped the humans rebuild. Like, give us some of your, like, nice, like, elite technology and stuff. You know?
Maybe that's what this novel
kind of your fault that we're in such a crap hole right now.
We're in shambles. You might help us here.
Yeah.
Interesting. I just checked my Twitter account, and I had 8 follower requests somehow. And apparently, Lynette Carrington, who in the description says, the PR and publicity for Halo Faith, is requesting to follow me on Twitter.
That's cool. Oh,
there you go.
I don't know if this person is for real or...
Could be.
You could try.
I mean, I'm accepting for now, but...
Yeah. Yeah, I'd really like to see an interview of them from you guys. That'd be really cool. Interesting.
Yeah.
I think you guys could ask the right questions. I'm sure they've got a lot to say. I just don't think that they have yet, you know?
I mean, right. for as auspicious of a project that this thing is being portrayed as, it seems like we know very little about it.
Right.
So, yeah.
Maybe they know it's not really that good and they don't want to hype it up. I hope not, but I'm just saying.
Maybe they just don't have enough money for advertisement. Spend all the money on the movie.
They've got pictures of posters up at bus stops and stuff like that.
That's cool.
But that could just be the extent of their... I mean, where are those bus stops, you know? That's probably a question.
California?
Well, maybe, but at least it's the hometown of where they're filming it, right? Or in Toronto, where they're going to show it in the actual theater.
Yeah, I guess it would probably be more known, like, locally.
I just want to know how they're going to release it. You know, if they can't get money for it, are they going to?
I thought I read it was going to be distributed through Machinima.com or something like that.
So, like, is it going to then? In that case, is it going to be a series or is it just going to be a movie on YouTube?
Probably just a movie on the internet is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
maybe they'll give us a
which is a really good way to distribute it because I mean, man, most people can access the internet, so.
Yeah, the people that are following this, right?
Yeah.
I could see it maybe coming out in theaters later.
Yeah, maybe later.
Depending on how good the response is.
Well, I mean, like we've already said, the rights, too. I mean, you can't make money off of it if you don't own it, so.
They would need to make some kind of deal with Microsoft if Microsoft was willing.
Yeah, maybe when Microsoft sees how popular it is, how many hits it gets, they'll say, hey, cut us in on this deal, we'll let you put it in theaters or something.
Or, Microsoft will give them, like,
market it or something. Yeah.
Right. Give them a bunch of money to, like, make a more high-budget one. Like, better special effects and stuff, maybe.
Yeah. And I believe Bungie officially hands over the reins of Halo to Microsoft on August 2nd, I believe.
Yeah, August 2nd.
To fully give over the title.
Yeah.
That's what we were going to be talking about tomorrow on our show.
Okay. Very nice.
Very nice.
Well, that wraps up kind of a pretty short show for this week. Not much has been going on, but this has kind of been a growing topic in Halo, in the Halo community, so I thought it might be a good one to kind of do for this week, since this week is kind of coming to a close already. So, like we said earlier, go ahead and submit your stuff. We'll take pretty much any and everything at submissions@podtaggler.com. And make sure you check out the homepage for updates on when we might be doing our next recording and other things. Hopefully that's related to the upcoming Halo stuff like Halo CE Anniversary and Halo 4. So make sure you check that out at podtaggler.com. And while you're there, check out the forums where we have a pretty big community base of fellow Halo players. And we play other games occasionally from time to time, so check them out as well. And while you're there, if you're feeling generous, please subscribe to the the show on iTunes and Zoom Marketplace and help us with hosting by donating through PayPal.
Like as well, Fit did a while back.
Yeah, we had someone donate $69.
Well, that's nice.
I didn't recognize the name though, and I asked a few other people, and they didn't recognize it either.
Secret Santa.
Yeah, so, anonymous donor.
I mean, we actually are getting the occasional donation every now and then, but I'm still paying a good amount out of pocket.
I know I've made this vow outside of the show before, but I've vowed after listening to a couple of your episodes a while back, I told myself I would someday donate like $1,000 or something. So, look forward to that when I have money.
Yeah, I would donate if I had a job, some income.
Yeah.
Getting a job soon. I mean, this show's been an inspiration for our show, so it seems right enough.
Okay.
Put a grand in your pocket, so you can hold me to that someday.
Nah, it's cool. I mean, we're free for a reason, so.
Yeah.
I mean, if you feel like donating, then that would be awesome. But if not, then enjoy the show. The plan is right now, I will be attending Halo Fest.
Oh, cool.
So I'll probably be doing a couple shows from there as well. So that should be interesting.
With some guests?
I'm sure we'll probably have quite a few guests. With the kind of crowds that we're in, we'll probably get some interviews with some 343 staff. Who knows?
Maybe squeeze out some good Halo 4 info? Halo Anniversary?
Possibly.
Yeah, pry those guys, man.
Possibly. Yeah. I mean, we'll see what happens. We will see what happens.
I'm sure there'll probably be some kind of big trailer or something at Halo Fest, right? More information.
I would. Yeah, there would have to be something.
I mean, they got to tie us over for a year and a half still. I mean.
No. I mean, until what would be after Halo Fest? I guess PAX East.
All right.
Would be the next big conference.
The game itself. They've got to keep us tied. It's a long way.
Well, I mean, every convention they're gonna release something new.
Yeah.
So I mean, Halo Fest. Since it's Halo Fest, I would assume they're gonna make some pretty big announcements. At least I would hope.
I would hope too.
Oh yeah, like a gameplay trailer or something. More gameplay information. Yeah.
Anyways, before we wrap up, do you guys want to plug your podcast?
Yeah. Head on down to GameBytePodcast.com. We're looking for guest hosts every week, someone new, someone fresh. And feel free to submit. Feel free to listen.
Yeah.
Working hard.
Gaming news, gaming speculation, discussion, reflection.
Yeah, gaming babble. We've also just opened up Cinebyte podcast, which is a subsidiary podcast about movies, so look forward to that as well.
Oh yeah.
Like a Cinnabon?
Yeah, like a Cinnabon. That's what the album artwork is probably gonna look like. Like a cinnamon roll with a movie reel in it sticking out.
That'd be actually kinda cool.
Yeah, that's what we've
been doing. Yeah, like movie reel cinnamon bun, yeah.
Yeah. Private Church and I have been
in the chalks.
Okay, well, thanks for listening, guys, and until next week, keep on fragging trucks.